This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
It's how we start in the show every day. Little Victories. Positive spin on the day. Because we're rooting for you.
You know this about
Come
us.
Come on. What's your little victory, DZ?
Honestly, my little victory is that it was a nice Sunday.
Yes.
A light, easy Sunday, if you will.
It sure was.
A little OT Sunday, some might say.
Let me tell you, I've never been more happy to go into overtime in the middle of a day game at a Bucks game, because that's my little victory. We went to the Bucks game, see you yesterday, and they went into overtime and won.
Yeah, baby.
And I thought, only on a Sunday afternoon can I handle an overtime. If this was a Tuesday at 10, I'd be upset right now.
That part. And
you
a lot
know
of people
I
have
mean?
Been. And there haven't been that many OT games. Yeah. I've been like, maybe two.
Didn't bug
home.
Me at all. I was like, fine, let's go into OT. I have time. I'll wait. It's Sunday afternoon.
We good.
I'll wait.
But it's like, to me, that's a perfect introduction into 414 Day, baby. Let's go.
Yesterday, Hudson looked at me and goes, what's 414 day? And I go, excuse me?
Huh?
And I go, that's our area code, 414. And he goes, huh? And I go, you have a 414. Don't worry, I took care of you.
We'll explain
You're
it.
A 414 kid. Don't worry.
We get there.
So happy 414 day. And the Bucks won.
Weba.
It was a very good Sunday.
Little victories.
Yeah, question of the day is next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, what'd you do this weekend? I'm nosy. I'd like to find out every Monday, what have you been up to?
I mean, not that we're like chismosos, but we're definitely nosy. Chismoso is like catty, talky. Like, we ain't necessarily nosy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we just like to know what you did. We missed you.
Well, I had a very busy weekend. Not only did I go to the Bucks game yesterday and see you doing your thing, which was awesome, the final game of the season,
and they
won in overtime.
Fan appreciation game.
The boys and I went, Owen and Hudson, had a great time.
They almost mistook him for a player. Yes, Owen.
Yes, because he's that tall. I also went out on Saturday night with Kelly in Sussex for her birthday.
Oh, snap.
And we hit up the Trade Hotel downtown right next to Pfizer Forum. They
Schwanky.
Have a bar on the roof. I know, it's fancy.
Did you go up to the roof?
Of course we did. They had never been up there.
I haven't been in there yet.
I
haven't. I've been by it. I've seen it. I popped in to say,
God.
Listen. Okay, that's a lie.
You were at Pfizer every other day.
One of my guys was working security. Mm-hmm. Shout out my guy, Will Gang Gang. He was working security at an event there one day and was like, hey, if you, after the game, stop by, say what's up.
And you went over there.
So I literally like walked in, shook up with him, met a listener in the 30 seconds and was like, all right, man, I'm going to go home now.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gone in, explored, had dinner.
It's a rooftop bar. It's beautiful.
Ooh.
And so that's where we were. And then we went to 90s Y2K and danced, which was even better.
Ooh.
So it was a good weekend all around. So, ladies night, Bucks game, and I helped my friend. Well, I'm exaggerating. I helped my friend get her daughter ready for prom. All I did was sit on the couch and watch them put flowers together. together.
It's prom season?
Oh, it's prom season, baby. A lot of prom this weekend.
Oh,
a lot of prom.
Man, okay.
A lot of prom.
We ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and did I mention Doggy Day? How could I forget?
Didn't we say Doggy Day?
I didn't even say that yet. Well, I forgot about Doggy Day. Natalie Menominee Falls reminded me when she texted in that they went to Doggy Day, but I didn't see her. She said they got there after we left.
A lot of people said that they got there after we had gone, yeah.
And she went to the Admirals game that night, so.
A lot of people were going to, it was like firefighters versus cops or something like that.
Was
Chicago
it?
Versus Milwaukee.
I have no idea, was it?
Yeah. It was a whole event.
Cool. Well, very nice. Well, what about you, DZ?
Well, I was going to say we were at Doggy Day.
Sorry. I stole that one.
Nah, shout out to our guy, Jake, and his wife, man, because they start Winston's Wishes, and it's, I believe, the fifth anniversary of Winston's Wishes. Doggy Day, it's now evolved to where it's at the Deer District turned, you know, Doggy District, basically.
It's a big event.
Huge event. Basically, 100 vendors, thousands of people.
And it was beautiful.
Perfect day.
It was beautiful outside.
Every year it's evolved, and who don't love seeing dogs? Who don't love food trucks? Who don't love being able to grab a drink and just enjoy the weather, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's finally like the culmination of winter. And
we're finally coming out.
We're coming out.
We're coming back to life.
Full thaw.
I'm into it, man.
So, yeah.
Hector, the truck driver, texted in and said, me and my wife had our baby shower for our sweet baby girl. Congrats, Hector.
Aww.
Look at you. All right. 414-533-1037. What'd you guys do this weekend? We were busy. I didn't realize how busy we were. Bucks game, Doggy Day in the Deer District, ladies night. Sheesh.
A lot.
Prom.
Prom's getting right. I didn't even know it was prom season.
We were busy.
We was active. What's
up? We were busy. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We like to hear what you're doing and what you did this weekend. You can always text us to 414-533-1037. We were very busy.
Or leave us a voice message.
That's true on the Odyssey app.
There's so many ways to reach us.
Well, I told you, not only I did Bucks game, prom, you know, ladies night, and Kelly in Sussex is on the phone. You know what? Pull her up because she texted me yesterday and I was like, girl, we were out of control on Saturday night. Out of control. Hi, Kelly.
Y'all can't be out alone, huh?
Good morning.
No, we can't. Thank God we Ubered, though.
That's true.
We needed it. Trust me.
Good recognition, y'all.
Kelly sent me a video. I don't even remember the video.
Oh, y'all got there.
When we were dancing at 90s Y2K, she goes, what did this guy say? I go, I don't even remember that.
Oh, Lord.
Some guy said something on this video to us. I have no idea what he said. I don't know who he is.
Send it to me.
I will.
I probably won't get it, but.
We were dancing, and some guy said something when we were filming. I
randomly?
Had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Some rain where y'all, was not some dude y'all had been talking
no,
to?
No. I'll show it to you. Kelly, right. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what'd you do this weekend?
We'll figure out the mystery out.
Well, Saturday, I also got a tattoo.
She got the cutest tattoo before she came out for ladies' night on her thigh. It's like a pink rose. It's so pretty.
Like a lilac or something?
It's a peony.
Oh, peony. Okay. Sorry. Okay. But it's really, the color's amazing.
Nice. Yeah. Now, listen, you know I'm a tat dude, and I know Kelly actually enjoys tattoos
herself.
It's like
this pretty color almost. It's like a pretty pink.
Ooh, a little birthday tat.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. Not mad at that at all.
It's very nice.
And I slept all day yesterday.
Why?
Reach on.
Why?
Oh, I wonder.
Because I'm not as young as I think I am.
Ain't we all, boy, as I sit here and rub my knee.
We think we're 25.
Yes.
And we act like it, too. All right, Kelly, thanks for our calling. Happy birthday week.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye. Much love.
She's not the only one with a birthday this week. Michael in Hartford is as well. He had one yesterday, a.k.a. Babe.
Oh, that guy?
Babe. This is apparently the week of birthdays.
Yeah, for real.
We have two coworkers. No, three. Three of our coworkers share a birthday on April 12th. Did you know that? Molly, Billy Jean, and Sally. Yes, I named them on the air. Three of our coworkers.
For real?
We don't even have that many coworkers.
I know.
Three of them have the same birthday.
That's like half the people that are in or out of this building.
Isn't that weird? It's really weird. Three
random.
Of our coworkers. Strange. Michael,
babe.
Happy birthday.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Happy birthday, babe.
Thank you.
He's the 13th, though, of course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do this weekend, birthday boy?
We laid low because Eileen is quite under the weather. So bad we had to take her to the emergency room Saturday morning.
Oh, dude. No. Well, happy birthday not to you.
Yeah, not birthday.
Yeah, so yesterday, because of COVID, when I signed up for all the online food ordering and stuff, I got all the emails about my birthday, so I was able to spend less than $30 on three different places for my dinner.
There we go.
All of it was just on me.
Oh, wait, where did you go to get the free stuff? Go ahead, tell me. Just name them.
Qdoba had a free entree.
Yes.
And then Eileen wanted a Happy Meal, so I had a free $6 or $7 voucher I could use.
Oh, nice.
So I got her Happy Meal for free.
Get her what she wants.
I love to hear the free stuff on birthdays. I'm here for it.
And I don't get Chinese food very often, so I ordered Chinese food for myself.
Yes, sir. Nice.
I was going to say, you had to at least have ordered food with the babies under the weather, man. You got to do something.
Yeah. That was two trips to the grocery store and a whole bunch of restaurants.
Mike, happy 50th birthday. We're so happy you made it.
Hey, 38.
Okay. Oh, my bad. 38. Okay, anyway. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Much love, man. Peace.
Stephanie in Jackson texted in and said she went to Schaumburg and had a girls' day of shopping this weekend.
Why you go all the way to Schaumburg? We got so many stores between now and then.
That's a fair question. Carl in Indy, we did not forget about you. He is texting in all caps.
My boy, Carl.
He said, don't forget to mention me. I got you guys good.
Carl
showed up to Doggy Day with an entire bag of Bath and Body Works soaps. Carl, I love you. I mean, there's nothing else to say about it.
Allie, did you stash?
You know the way to my heart.
I'm going to ask you straight up on air. Did you stash one soap in my bag?
No.
Because then he also got us soaps.
I didn't give you any of my soap.
I wouldn't have given me any of those soaps either. But when we got home, opened up the bag, it wasn't just the Gripos chips that he knows me and my wife and the boys love. He gave us some soaps, man.
Carl's our guy.
Carl just deserves it.
Appreciate you,
moment,
Carl.
Bro.
We love gifts. You can totally buy my love, Carl, by the way. Keep it coming.
That's not what I'm
saying. Keep it coming. Allie in Milwaukee. That was what I was. Allie in Milwaukee said, we went to Mineshaft in Oshkosh to celebrate my sister's birthday, which was yesterday. See what I mean? All these birthdays.
What's up with the April birthdays?
OG Lori's on the phone, though. Wait to hear what she did this weekend.
It was probably a birthday.
I'm telling you what. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What did you do? Tell DZ and the fam.
Oh, I was a hopping busy. I went and did my shopping on Saturday that I normally do on Sunday. So we took my granddaughter up to Green Bay.
Okay.
Nice.
Just for lunch at Cheesesteak Rebellion.
Just for lunch?
How good is
Cheesesteak Rebellion?
Is that good, I guess?
It is a Star Wars-themed cheesesteak place, basically.
Got it.
And they've got veggie cheesesteak. They've got chicken. They've got steak. They've got a special. They got different types of fries, you know.
Okay, what's this place called? I'll be the judge of how good this is. What's it called, Lori?
Cheesesteak Rebellion.
All right. Lori went to Green Bay to go take...
just for lunch.
Just for lunch. Love this.
With her granddaughter, dog. That's OG stuff right there.
We love that.
Yeah, I had to get it done because I got my... I bought her a dozen lavender roses on Saturday and put them in her room when I went shopping. And we got to get the final clean done because the babies are going to the groomer tomorrow.
Okay.
OG Lori doing OG things.
You're busy. Well, Lori, thanks for calling. Glad you had fun in Green Bay, girl.
Love you guys.
Love you. Get back to it. Bye.
Sergio texted in.
Serge?
He said he went to Doggy Day this weekend. Did we miss all of our people? We were there for 2 hours. We must have missed everybody.
We clearly missed friends, family, regulars, and others. Bro, I am salty.
Alyssa in Kenosha said she went tux shopping for her wedding on Saturday. Sunday got a mother-daughter tattoo for her daughter. Wait, your wedding is this weekend and you just went tux shopping? Is that right?
I don't know if you can get it that fast. Alyssa, it sounds like
you're behind the times.
I ain't going to lie to you. Unless you're going to get it fitted right then and there, you might be in a truth.
Last but not least, Roger's in Milwaukee, and I got to pull him up on 414 day.
I mean, he got his own theme song the other day to celebrate.
Came to visit us at Doggy Day, just like Carl. Brought the wifey.
He literally brought him out,
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Allie DZ, 414, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Roger, it was so good to see you and meet your wife yesterday. I mean, Saturday at Doggy Day, not yesterday.
Yes, sir.
That's right. It was a great time. Hey, you guys didn't miss them. They missed you. They should have been there.
He knows how to say it.
This is why he's one of our people, man. He knows exactly what's... Yes.
Hey, mm-hmm.
I was there, man.
You were there.
He didn't miss us.
I didn't miss you.
But you know where I wasn't this weekend? Where Ashley in Oak Creek was, at the Milwaukee Half Marathon. Good job, guys.
That definitely did derail my route, though.
We were sleeping.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Deep breaths.
Deep breath in. Deep breath out. All right.
We're going to need it.
Yeah.
Because we got, I'm doing a big stretch for this one. This may be the most triggered one we've ever gotten for me.
You're doing calisthenics now. You're getting active, active.
We got this message and she wanted to be on Am I the Jerk? And I was like, honey, listen and not an it. You are not the jerk. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Because when you guys hear what she wrote in about, you, it's almost like I can't believe this is real.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Let's just read it.
Let's get into it.
And we're going to help her out because she needs it. I'm sorry.
She wants to know, basically, how to get her mother-in-law to stop being friends with her husband's mistress.
I love it how it even makes you uncomfortable saying it out loud, right? It's so icky.
I don't know what it means. So we're going
to
get into it.
I had to keep reading because I went, wait, what?
I know exactly what it means. I just don't understand the sentence.
Why her husband's mom is friends with his mistress?
Right. And why is there a mistress? Anyway.
Oh, my God.
She says, love you guys. By the way, I listen every morning when I take my son to school.
Of course.
Great. All right.
Lovely.
She says,
It's not her fault.
No. Now I'm just like, great.
Great. Sup, there's youngin'? Children involved.
Sup, youngin'? As y'all are listening. Says, I, 29-year-old female, have been with my husband, 28-year-old male, for 10 years. Recently, I found that he's been having an affair with a woman who he used to work with 4 years ago. I have contacted this person and told him he was married and has a family. This didn't stop her. She's a homewrecker. Got it. Well, I added the homewrecker part.
Yeah, I was going to say, but she is, obviously. She doesn't care. She is.
She posts pictures of her and my husband all the time because she knows I will see them.
This is
getting crazy.
This is the audacity of people in affairs, but I'll get to that in a minute.
I've brought this up to my husband many times, and he says he will take care of it, but never does.
Ugh.
Fast forward to yesterday. My mother-in-law posts something about my son on Facebook, and this girl hearts it.
The mistress is hearting pictures of their kids.
And I told her
because
I don't appreciate
it. Oh, God.
I don't appreciate my husband's mistress liking photos of my son.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's her Facebook and she can do what she wants with it. So am I in the wrong for telling my mother-in-law that she shouldn't be friends with this girl on Facebook? How do I get her to stop being friends with my husband's mistress?
You guys, I'm telling you what. I wrote her back. This is a true story. I wrote her right back, DZ, and I said, first of all, you're not a jerk, okay?
No.
So the fact that you sent this in for Am I the Jerk, we don't even need this on Am I the Jerk.
Let's wash that out.
You're not.
That's not it.
And the fact that the people around you are making you feel crazy, you're not crazy either.
Mm-hmm.
It is not okay that your mother-in-law is friends with your husband's mistress. It is not okay that your husband has a mistress. Like, I don't, and she's getting gaslighted by the mother-in-law and the husband going, get over it.
Here's the thing, though.
It's crazy.
At no point in time do I feel like she's saying that she's making him stop.
Right. She's not setting any boundaries. She's letting it go on.
This must be a part of their relationship, and I want to be non-judgmental in how people live their lives.
Oh, you think it's okay? She's okay with it?
If you are, clearly she's more worried about just the mother-in-law being friends with the mistress. The mistress has a title.
The whole
right?
thing is triggering. Yeah.
Mistress is more of like an official title name for somebody sleeping with your husband, right? Like, that's
the
side piece.
You have no control. You know, it's interesting. When I got cheated on, the audacity, I stand by this. The false confidence people having affairs get as to where they're at because they have this cocky high going on because they're living they're on this high, right? Because that's what affairs are. They're fun. They're exciting. They're not real life. They're not in the monotonous every day.
They feel like you're in a movie.
They're fun.
Or you've got some trauma that you've never addressed.
Yeah, or that. It could be a thousand different reasons, but we all know that's not a healthy situation.
Correct.
Usually. So the false confidence, like I saw it dealing with an affair, I couldn't believe like the woman coming at me so cocky. I mean, liking pictures of Owen online and my children. I mean, it was a full on fight every time. Like I would message her and go, stop liking pictures of my children. You're so icky.
Weird.
And she'd be like, I'll do whatever I want. It's my Facebook. No, really.
It's not your situation.
I could be pregnant and married and have a woman telling me, no, I'll do whatever I want. So this doesn't surprise me that people would be this cocky.
Because
the audacity in affairs sometimes is wild with people.
It's 100% bold, but let me tell you what I think. I know, obviously, I just quickly re-glanced through it and she says, I've contacted her, told him he was married with a family.
She's not okay with this.
This didn't stop her. She clearly isn't okay with it, but she isn't taking any actual action that at least she spoke about. about that she spoke about. Now, is she doing something behind the scenes that she didn't want to share with us? Mm-hmm. Cool. Then as long as you're doing something to figure your situation out, bet. Or you're clearly okay with both of you guys maybe having a mistress or mister.
She might feel stuck, too, because somebody said, why is she still with this man? Be mad at your husband, not the mother-in-law. That's Tiffany in Pewaukee. Somebody else said, not the jerk. Why are they still married? I don't understand
this
any of
the jerk.
This. They said, like you said, we need more info. If she's letting it happen, say that. Here's
Let's
the
not
thing.
Confuse it. This is what would DZ do? Yeah. This is, she's definitely not a jerk. This isn't the situation. No. This isn't even a segment.
She needs to know she's not the jerk, though, first. Because when I read her email, I was like, girl.
I think it's obvious. I mean, she wrote in and it felt very obvious from jump. Like, this is not the jerk situation. She needs validation.
She does.
She needs support and she needs advice. She doesn't need to know if she's the jerk. Mm-hmm. She needs to know what to do next.
Yes.
And the first step she wants to take is to get her mother-in-law to stop being friends with her husband's mistress. Simple, clear-cut, block or delete each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The mother-in-law is now gone.
Yeah, I would delete her too. I wouldn't be friends with her.
But it's her Facebook that she's posting pictures to. You feel me? So it's not going to stop her, your mother-in-law, from posting pictures. I think you need to be reporting these images. What I would be doing is reporting each and every one of these images of my child because I'm not giving consent for the image to be out there anymore. I reserve the right to take back control of my child's say, image, and likeness on any social platform that I so choose. Mm-hmm. So guess who is now getting reported every single time you either post or like anything about my kid, the mistress and the mother-in-law.
This is the most toxic thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
The fact that the mother-in-law is like friends with the mistress and doesn't care. The fact that the husband continues to have an affair and doesn't care. I don't even know what she's going to have to leave. Like she doesn't, but she might be stuck. She might be sitting. We don't know if she works. We don't know if they have kids, how many kids they have. We don't know if she has a place to go. You see what I'm saying? This is the other problem when you're in a 10-year relationship. Now, what?
And if you're going to change and modify your life to live an open relationship, also say that and then be cool with it.
She's not cool with it though. She wouldn't have called the mistress if she was cool with it.
She would have worried about something else if she was more worried about it. She's worried about the mother-in-law being friends with the mistress. She can't be that worried
triggering.
About the affair.
It's just another trigger. It's all crazy.
I hear it, but then she's deflecting her
this mother-in-law.
Then I gotta say it. She's deflecting her real cares.
Somebody said, what a messed up situation. May this kind of love never find me. Amen. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for texting or calling. You heard it right. This poor woman wrote in, asked if she was the jerk. We said, you're not the jerk. This is going on What Would DZ Do? She wants her husband, her mother-in-law to stop being friends with her husband's mistress. And this is a real message we got.
How do we do that?
Okay.
You heard what I said.
We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
She wrote in, we're going to keep her anonymous because she wants to know how to get her mother-in-law to stop being friends with her husband's mistress. Yeah, you heard us.
We're not even going to give her a name. We're literally just going to keep her anonymous. She
you
shall remain nameless.
Yes. And no, it's not an open marriage.
No.
She said she contacted the mistress saying this guy's married and the mistress didn't care. Lindsay and Grafton texted in and said, weird marital situation. However, not mine. So if this mistress is allowed, then I would unfriend and block the mother-in-law. She's not allowed. She wouldn't have written in if the mistress was allowed, you guys.
Then her focus has shifted to the wrong thing. My advice, bruh, get you a side piece too. Y'all make it an open marriage and then you start reporting all of the mother-in-law's images. I don't know what else to tell
you. I can only assume one or two things when I hear this. That one, either the mother-in-law, this is a normal marriage for her and she was cheated on and this is just a normal thing to have a mistress.
That's one, right?
That it's just, that's her normal.
She's like, well,
your husband can have a mistress, whatever. That's what they do.
That's how we grew up in the 70s and 60s.
No. So there's that, right? Or the mother-in-law can't stand his wife and is toxic as hell and adding on by being friends with
the mistress.
You see what I'm saying? Where
you
they
mean,
have,
you
yes.
mean she who wrote in and shall remain nameless.
Supporting the husband because she doesn't like the wife.
Because she doesn't
it's
like,
a possibility.
Oh, damn.
Why else would you be friends with your son's mistress? I mean, it's just disgusting.
Do you know it's the son's mistress though, right? Or is it just an old co-worker of his?
Well, if the
Does
wife's
the mother-in-law
calling her,
have any
of course.
Idea? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes, DZ. Let's go to, you know what, Eric in Sheboygan. He said he has an interesting take on this.
All right, E, good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Good morning.
It's a weird one.
It is, ain't it?
Or not, maybe it, not.
To us, it's strange.
I just think the second you have the word mistress, that cuts the line.
What do you mean?
This, I want to feel bad for this lady. It tears at my heartstrings a little bit.
Right.
But you're the one letting a mistress in. It's on you at this point. You need to change your life. You need to move on from that situation, or you're asking for it.
Everyone's saying leave him and set some boundaries, right, basically. But I'm saying you have to be able to leave someone.
You got
kids. You got to have all these things in place. You know, you have to be prepared. But you're right. If she stays married to him, nothing's clearly going to change.
Sometimes it's cheaper to keep her. And I'm talking about the mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to be mean to the lady, but you just don't want to be a punching bag for the rest of your life.
Wait, Eric.
Thank you, man.
I have an idea. And you know what? I'm totally flipping it up. Even though I'm triggered by this whole thing, screw it. She should get a boyfriend. Screw it.
Now you're listening to me?
Screw it. The husband would die.
Right.
He would die if she got a boyfriend. He'd be like, what?
Or it'd be cool and it would solve all the problems in your marriage.
Mm-mm.
And you guys realize, great, we're pineapple family.
Or maybe. Or they just shouldn't be together and they both have other people then.
And then now, wow, we both found our soulmate.
Damn.
Come on, now for real, let's just be honest. Having children doesn't necessarily make you tied for life figure out that somebody isn't your person.
No, but you feel like you are because, you know, you live together and you got a kid. And
your
money
finances are mixed. And
all these reasons.
Stop giving yourself that excuse. If there's no love,
if you're being disrespected,
get up out of there.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love yourself,
or get you a boyfriend.
And she's obviously testing her worth by texting into a radio show.
That part.
Means she's been thinking about it for a long time.
That part.
She needs to know her worth and get up out of there.
She got nowhere to go.
She doesn't want to bring it to the people in her inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to express
it. Well, they're not supporting.
Fair, because the people that she might be closest to might either have no idea or might be keeping it on the low. Right? Sure. But then she just needs to go on her own.
Emily in Milwaukee said, let's not put any of the blame on this woman. She might be staying for the sake of their child, even if she'd otherwise be long gone.
Then be okay with what's happening then. If you're staying for the sake of something, it's called the sacrifice. And we make sacrifices every day. This might be one of them sacrifices that you have to make. You gave her the title of mistress, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's gotten a name. She got a name
before
you did.
She doesn't care that you're married.
We kept her. We kept you anonymous. We call her mistress. She's got more of an identity right now, and that's not cool.
Not at all. Mm-mm. All right, Eric, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Appreciate you,
bye,
man.
Bye. So people are saying she needs to just leave.
I agree.
Just stop accepting the disrespect. Saucy Sandra's on the phone. Lord, look out, everybody. Somebody on the text line said all she can
she's
do is control herself.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Fast. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey.
I'm different, but I don't know about this.
What do you mean, Sauce?
I'll tell you what. First off, I got to say, you are lovable, whoever you are, and you deserve so much more, and you are worthy of so much more.
Thank you for saying that, Sauce. That's great.
That's what she
your
needs.
Your limiting beliefs and your fears of not being able to do it on your own. However, maybe that might be a little bit of me projecting. But I know with me, personally, I felt like I had nobody. I felt like I had no choice, and I just had to stick it out and make
knowing there was an affair going on, you mean?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay,
and
got
it's
it.
Like, you know what? No, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Like, my dad was friends with my ex, and my family members were friends with my ex, and it was just so irritating.
Because they hurt you, and then your family's
friends with them.
And it made me
feel really bad, and it's a betrayal wound that's like even more betrayal because these are your family members.
A betrayal wound. I've never heard that.
This is what you need to do. You need to set your boundaries, because once your boundaries are set, and stick to your boundaries. Do not allow any slip ups. No, this is it. And
somebody texted in. Hold on. Somebody said, does mistress mean ex-wife or side piece? I'm confused.
Side piece.
It's a side piece.
Side piece.
A mistress means the person they're cheating with.
Who used to be a coworker 4 years ago.
Yeah, somebody he worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter either way, in either scenario that you gave, Ellie. This mother-in-law is super toxic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, whatever the scenario is, I do believe as she she needs to get the hell out and get out of this situation.
Yeah, you're showing your child, remember, okay, sacrifice. No, forget the sacrifice. You're showing your child that this is okay.
So and, bringing it back to the mother-in-law, yes. I get that. Because, yeah, we've gotten a little bit away from the crux of what she wrote in about.
She wanted to know how to get her mother-in-law to stop being friends or whatever with the mistress. And I'm like, you're never going to change that.
There
the only thing you can do is leave or deal with it. Like, there's
you
no...
You can control you, yourself, and that's it. And you're not going to be able to control other people's relationships.
No. But you can't. You also can't control what your mother-in-law posts. So when she posts your son, is there no logic in the sound reason to say, hey, just block, report, say that there's harassment going on? Make it hard for her to keep posting your son so she eventually respects it, because it is your son before it's her grandchild. Mm-hmm. And like y'all said, y'all ain't going to stop her being friends, and y'all ain't going to stop her posting that baby. So how do we get her to actually stop her from being able to see, comment, like, whatever? She's trying to subscribe to the podcast.
Block them. Block them.
Keep reporting and blocking them.
They're not going to stop.
Have your Facebook private, whatever social's private.
Stop posting your kid.
Do not allow your mother-in-law to have contact with your children. Mm. It's sick. It's toxic. You don't want to show them that that's okay.
Fair.
She has no control.
They're going to grow up, a boy or girl, they're going to think that it's okay, and it's okay to be treated that way, and it is not okay.
Okay, we got somewhere. Got somewhere with that. Okay, there we go.
Get out.
Much love, guys.
Love you back, Saucy.
Bye, Saucy.
Gee, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, well, lots of texts are coming in, and, you know, it's an icky situation, but it happens all the time.
Any good ones?
Well, if she wants to experiment, have some fun, you can find us at Sybaris and see how your boyfriend feels about that. Okay. Trying to post our pictures.
I see you over there diligently working.
Jeez, we were very busy this weekend in the Deer District, weren't we?
I mean, it's only right. It is the summer start in Milwaukee, baby.
It definitely is. And we were out for Doggy Day on Saturday the Deer District. And then we were out at the Bucks game yesterday. Me and the boys came for the final Bucks game, which was a really good time.
The fan appreciation
game. Yes.
And you already know, it's one of them, like, we pull out all the stops going crazy, like these t-shirts, the guys stay out on the court, team.
Oh, Owen caught a shirt.
He caught a shirt.
Wait. I have to tell you this. What's Owen up? Caught a shirt in the game. This was so funny.
And I didn't throw it to him.
No, it was one of the green ones, which I already have that Buck shirt. I love that Buck shirt. And
it's a classic.
He caught one and I go, oh! And I go, we should give it to somebody. He goes, no.
I'm giving it to myself because I caught it.
And I was like, are we the jerks for keeping the t-shirt? Because I felt bad.
Why?
I don't know.
He caught it fair square.
Owen kept it.
Yeah.
He kept it. It literally like landed right behind him.
Good,
yeah.
Perfect.
And there was nobody sitting there. So he grabbed it before anybody else could grab
my
it.
My boy.
So, yeah, he was on fire. Catching something at a sporting event is exciting.
Isn't it fulfilling?
It's very fulfilling when you catch something in the crowd.
Who doesn't love something for the free? And if it's a t-shirt,
seriously.
One, if it's for the team you're a fan of and you catch it, you feel like, oh yeah, I won something. Like I'm on a team. Like I did that.
When do playoffs start?
Literally now.
We're there. Like, that was the last game.
We're there. We don't have our exact picture. I mean, I know they're releasing stuff basically probably today. But I want to say our first game is probably going to be like Saturday or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go Bucks.
Go Bucks. We do not have home court advantage. We're technically the away team, if you will.
Whatever.
So our first two games are going to be on the road in Indy.
Well, there's other stuff to do today since you don't have a Bucks game, because it is 414 day, which Hudson asked me, what does that mean? I said it means 414, like the area code.
It means we celebrate our love for the city today.
But there's all kinds of specials going on. Some people celebrated yesterday.
A lot of events.
But a lot of people are doing things like $4.14 if you want to go places, which is, in the past years, I don't know about this year, I had bought Brewers tickets for 414 day, and I got them for $4.14.
Clutch. Didn't Pato do something, or aren't they doing something where it's like beer, brats, and bets? You know what I'm saying? $4.14.
That's right. Yes, they are. There's so many things going on. There's free bubbler bikes today.
Weber.
Harley Museum, the Harley Davidson Museum. The first 414 people to purchase tickets online got them for $4.14. I don't know if they've sold out, so I'm not going to, you know, put it out there. There's neighborhood posters of historic Milwaukee for $4.14.
Where? I want them.
Where are they on sale at? At the historic Milwaukee store on Michigan Avenue.
Avenue. It's a different place.
Yeah. The City Hall flag drop goes down.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that already happened this morning.
I think it's coming up. I don't think it happened yet.
Okay.
I want to say it's a little bit later in the morning.
Nice.
But then we also got Deer District doing the 414 Day Festival.
Oh, they have a 414 Day Festival today?
2 to 8. Yep. It's by Milwaukee Day. So it's going to be packed.
I should take the kids down.
A bunch of DJs. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. My knee is struggling. No, I want to. I want to so bad.
Start working.
These are 414 babies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like I said, the city helped me become a father. Me and my wife. It made us a family, right? It made us whole forever. Our children are born, raised in Milwaukee. So I want this to be a part of their psyche, right? 414 Day is going to be a historic day for them.
It's exciting.
Maybe not today because of my knee.
Well,
that was the plan, but maybe not today.
You know what? I'll send you pictures then.
Oh, no. Well, if you're going, I mean, what up?
The Brewers are taking on the Detroit Tigers, which, by the way, we just played Detroit. The Bucks just played Detroit. Do you think the baseball team and the basketball team were hanging out?
Rivalry games, baby.
Well, happy 414 Day, everybody. Enjoy it, whatever you do. Maybe enjoy the Deer District. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
I'm big ready for it.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, today's is a little awkward. I'm not going to lie, DZ.
And I'm going to keep it a buck with you and say, yeah, we gonna definitely trigger you.
I guess they're always awkward, though. Am I the jerk for wanting him to spend more time with his family? What?
Well,
okay, hold on.
Let's explain. Elaborate, because it obviously sounds like an awkward way to start.
She says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I have a wonderful boyfriend with amazing parents. They accepted me and my kids without hesitation.
Great.
When we all get together for holidays, I feel that it's unfair that my boyfriend runs around prepping, cooking, and then cleaning everything. He tells me it's always been this way since his parents have disabilities and his brother has a wife and a kid of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I help him as much as I can in the kitchen, but I also have young kids to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I respect that he's always gone above and beyond for his family, but since we're pretty serious, I would like it if we could find a compromise. Everyone brings a dish besides his parents. I want us to be able to all sit down together so we can enjoy time together. Am I the jerk for wanting things to change so my boyfriend doesn't have the whole load on his shoulders and able to enjoy having his own little family?
Mm.
Everyone has been catered to for years. I feel like it's fair that things change a little since he has his own family as well.
Yep, I know what's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. This is awkward. His parents have disabilities. That's what's going on. You can't ask him to stop helping them.
Hold on. Because
Come on. I think... You can't get into this family and then ask for that to change.
I want to elaborate and be very careful with saying this. Not every disability means you are unable to take care of yourself.
True.
Right? So when we say disabilities, I think immediately we go to, oh my goodness, they're in a wheelchair or they need this crazy assistance. No, it might not be that bad. Now, it could be a case of somebody's disease and or disability evolving and it's getting worse with time, right? Whether it be Parkinson's or, you know, whatever, you name it. Whatever debilitating your
issue,
MS, whatever.
It's serious enough that he's had to cook and do all these things for his parents, for cook and clean and prep.
I think what's wrong is that she's upset that he's the head of their household, too. She wants him to be the head of her household
only. She wants him to do less. She wants to be like the brother and the wife who don't do anything but come in and walk in and out with their kid and do nothing.
Right. Who just get to sit down and take care of the family and be with the mom and dad and just enjoy.
She's not a jerk for asking everybody to bring a dish. She's a jerk, though, for expecting this to change. You got involved with a man whose parents have disabilities and he takes care of them as part of his life. You knew that when you started dating him.
Right.
That's not going to change. I'm sorry. I don't know what you can't get involved with that and then go, but now it's an issue.
But as a third person observer in someone else's family dynamic, you get to see the roles, right?
Sure.
The hierarchy.
We're
roles.
Assuming that he's doing too much. We're assuming.
And
that.
We're seeing the brother who has equal status in the family, arguable do equal nothing. Status, do nothing, mm-hmm. or only do something with his legitimate family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it can be triggering, and I'm trying to find a place where I'm going not to jerk for her, because she is going, he's such a great man. I value him. That is part of what I love about him. But why doesn't he get to do that for us? Because he's so busy doing that for them.
Did you find a way to do that, though?
What do you mean?
You said, I'm trying to find a way to say that she's not the jerk, right?
I kind of found it. That's it. Like, she can't, you can't call her the jerk for being upset that he is doing so much for someone else and unfortunately having to lack with you. Even though that's part of what grew and made their relationship flourish, she's now going, dang, but he doesn't get the chance to do that with us because he's always taking care of his mom and dad.
Back to back, two different texts. Mimi in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Of course, handle it with care, but spouses protect spouses. But then Tanya in Kenosha said, you are the jerk. That's got to be his call. All you can do is tell him your feeling and let him choose how to handle it.
Hear me out, Allie. What if he's going home and now behind closed doors complaining nonstop, going, man, I hate having to be the only
That's
one
fair,
to take care
but
of my family.
She didn't say any of that. She's saying she's having the issue with it.
Let me add it in, though. Let me sprinkle it.
He's not bothered by it. This is his life. Part of his life is taking care of his parents with disabilities. That's what I'm saying.
He's accepted it. But doesn't mean it doesn't bother him, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Is she the jerk for wanting things to change? She does not want her boyfriend to have the whole load on his shoulders. She wants him to be able to enjoy his own little family. So is she the jerk for asking for things to change? Her boyfriend preps, cleans, cooks when they have get-togethers, and she feels like that's not fair.
I think she's wild for trying to change the family dynamic and say, we all got to cook and bring a dish now, because that clearly has never been the case. Mm-hmm. I think that is a little out of pocket.
Why don't you guys just order out?
Ah, thank you.
It's all expensive anyway.
Why are we cooking,
all
man?
All the way around, it costs too much. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting things to change in her house. Her husband has taken care of his parents with disabilities for quite a few years. And so they go over there, he cleans, he preps, he does all this. She's like, I'm helping with our kids, so I can't really do anything. But I want everyone to start chipping in, not just him.
Right, because he's the leader of the pack, man. Yeah. Parents are disabled.
Let's go to Anna in Milwaukee. She actually called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. She picked Harry Styles.
Hello. Good morning, Anna.
Hi,
what up,
fam? Anna. Which way are you going? Is she the jerk or not the jerk?
I'm going to say the jerk.
Go on.
Right. I mean, I come from a family, you know, my dad had muscle dystrophy, and my sister always had to take care of the things, and we split, so she has no idea of maybe the other brother maybe taking care of the finances, the medical stuff, and maybe the other brother's doing the cooking and the cleaning. She doesn't know that, you know, we don't know that part of it.
That's really
that's
fair.
That's what me and my sister did. We would split it. So.
Yeah, that's really fair.
Well, and that's clearly what's not happening here is the brother's not doing anything. So she's getting triggered by the other brother coming in and out.
Yeah. Anything that she's seeing, but you don't know. It could be like Anna saying, the brother's taking care of all the bills. He's the one going to the doctor's appointments.
And she's only seeing it when her man cooks for everybody, and she's thinking, he does everything.
But then what about the other days when y'all ain't there, when the brother is going, lugging him back and forth, taking him here, dealing with the doctors, whatever. Because it's 50-50.
It's a solid point.
You think it's 50-50, but it's not the 50-50 that we imagine going, I wash this dish, you wash that dish. No, sometimes it's I'll wash you dry.
Yeah, it's just like, is this just for special occasions, or is she saying that he goes there every day and cooks and cleans?
Fair point.
Somebody said not
she
the jerk.
Say that either.
Fair point.
It's
no,
not
that's
wrong
fair.
To want your significant other to be treated fairly. However, the delivery of her feelings and suggestions should come off. Could come off horribly if not presented the correct way. Plus, it's not healthy that his whole life he's been expected to take care of his parents. The parents should be taking care of the kids, not the other way around.
Well,
that's not a choice.
That isn't the choice.
That's not the way.
Sometimes it doesn't work like that.
If only life worked out the way we wanted it every time.
Wouldn't that be great?
We're all healthy and nothing ever went wrong.
Love
that. Unfortunately, that's not
life. I'd love that for all of us.
I know. Don't take your health for granted, that's for sure.
That part.
Yeah,
all right.
Anna said jerk. Thanks for calling, Anna.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you too.
Back. Appreciate it. Great points, dude. Yeah. Great and experience, really.
Caitlin's in Economowalk this morning. Let's go to her. Hi, Caitlin.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. She said hello.
Hello. Excited? A little sing song in your tone. We love it.
Yeah, Caitlin. Anna said jerk. Do you think she's a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to not have to take care of his parents?
No, she's not the jerk. I think it goes back to what you introduced it with. She wants the man to spend more time with his parents. I think her problem is that when he goes there, he's doing the chores, he's doing the cooking, cleaning, and he doesn't get to spend time with his parents the same way the brother does.
He doesn't get to sit down at all.
Maybe he doesn't want to. You guys ever sat down and talked to your parents for too long? Fair enough. Like, I regret this.
No, touche. You're not wrong. But when you
next thing you know, everybody's fighting, screaming, yelling.
Stop it.
You thought it was going to be a great family convo.
Chill out,
he's
bro.
Avoiding everyone in the kitchen. He's the smartest guy in this.
He said,
place.
"No, I'll cook. I got it.
Now I'm cleaning.
Everybody out the kitchen.
Very busy."
Stop it.
No, but seriously. Okay, you say not the jerk.
Not the jerk though.
Not the jerk. I don't think so. I think she wants him to have quality time the same as the brother does. Maybe some of it, the chores and distributing it, but I think she just...
She's okay. Expressing herself, and can you fault her for that?
No, I don't think so. All right, thanks for calling, Caitlin. Have a good day.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
All right, well, now we got a tiebreaker. Jennifer's in Brown Deer because Anna said jerk. Caitlin said not the jerk. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm good.
Good to hear from you.
All right, so she wrote
you
in.
Too.
We didn't give her a name.
No.
But she wants to know if she's a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to spend more time with his family instead of having to do everything for his parents that have disabilities when they get together.
What do you think?
Not the jerk.
Ooh.
Not the jerk.
Go on.
So I have 2 points. I think the first one is that she's wanting it. So she's not making a demand. She's not stating this is what needs to happen. This
Fair.
Is what we're doing.
Fair.
She's saying, this is my opinion. This is what I feel. And the other thing is, if you're coming with an opinion, a feeling, something that you're wanting, come with the problem and have a resolution. And she has that. She's saying, you know, maybe everybody can bring a dish. Maybe we can find a different way of doing this. That'll be fair. And we can spend more quality time as a family. So I think she's going about it the right way. I don't think she's a jerk.
I respect that point of view.
Listen to this text. It says jerk because this man went from being single to now in a serious relationship with a woman that has kids. It's a big change in dynamic for that family.
They show ain't his kids,
no.
are they?
And she said they've accepted us and they've let us
they
come in.
They are now.
Right. Hey, for real, they are now.
At the same time, I get it. He was literally the one with
taking care of it because he was single. And now they're going, wait.
And she's going, but now I'm here with my kids and we need more. Yeah.
And they're going, hey, he kind of is our caretaker, so yo, chill.
Somebody said, jerk, keep being that girlfriend title, not wifey material. That was me.
Okay. Everybody take a step back.
Chill out.
Everybody relax, okay? Ding, ding.
I'm standing on not the jerk. She's going about it the right way.
That part. Okay, we hear you. Respect it for sure, man. Appreciate your call, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Have a good day. Love you guys. Easy. Feel better.
Thank you. Love you back. Appreciate it.
Did you say you didn't feel good?
She must have heard me talking about my knee.
She did.
Appreciate you, Jennifer.
Somebody said his name can be Naggy Nathan. No, a woman wrote in, though. Naggy Natalie. All right.
Natalie,
either
you know,
way.
However you want to say it.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Big woosah. Mm-hmm. Big wepa.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that time.
It is that time. We're giving you tickets all this week, you guys. I'm so excited to see Neo at the Wisconsin State Fair. He's going to be on the Bank 5-9 stage on August 2nd.
I want to palm his head.
We're sending you right now, 414-533-1037. This is such a good song. Oh, love this song. Caller number 33.
This is my jam.
414-533-1037. Good luck. Because it's a good song. That's why you can't turn off the radio.
Plus, it's Kiss FM, so yeah.
Right, 103.7 Kiss FM. That guy Neo is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. I cannot wait.
August 2nd.
Woo! Let's go to Rachel and Economowoc.
Morning, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning. Hello.
What's going on out in Economowoc?
Not a whole lot. Just driving into work right now.
It's Ocon, man. It ain't even up like that yet.
You never know. Never know. Might be getting crazy out there.
The walk might be out there active, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, Rachel, you're caller 33.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You're going to see Neo at the Wisconsin State Fair. Name your favorite fair food. Go.
Ooh. Corn dogs.
Respect it.
The corn dog. It's like the corn. It's just classic. Yep. You know, you can't go wrong with it.
So good. Oh my God. I don't even like hot dogs like that, but a corn dog, yes, please. Do not miss me with that.
Same.
So good. I miss the corn dogs. I miss the batter.
The foot long. Do they make them longer than a foot?
I don't know. I've had a foot, but that's... sounds horrible.
Trying to get the three-footer.
I think you can't get that in your mouth if it gets too big, DZ.
I want the elephant corn dog.
I heard from people.
Hey, yo.
Okay,
Rachel.
The corn dog lovers. That's who?
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel.
Anyway.
Somebody's going to be in touch. You have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Congrats.
So she's going to see Neo, and then we're going to do it every single day this week around this time.
You want
to
be like Rachel? You can do it.
I just wanted to tell you something Owen asked me yesterday at the Bucks game quick.
What's up?
He turned to me because, you know, that was the last game of the season. Now we're going to playoffs.
Regular season.
Turned to me yesterday and he goes, have you ever been part of a wave? And
like a game?
And I go, you damn right I have. Why? Do you want to start one? He goes, no. And I go, I'll start a wave at the Bucks game. He goes, no.
Chill.
So fun. I go, I've been in a bunch of Badger games because every Badger football game, they go crazy with the wave.
Don't you let them play jump around and then get into the wave or in whatever order you want. It's a wild experience.
I thought it was such a funny question. Yeah. And I don't know what triggered it because nobody did the wave at the Bucks game.
No.
I would have started it, but he was afraid that I couldn't get it going and I was going to embarrass him. So,
you
been a part of a wave?
Oh, yeah, I've been. Come on now.
When the whole crowd, and by the way, if you don't know what a wave is, it's when the whole crowd stands up and you wave. Like, I feel like everybody knows, but you never know. Person's going, what's a wave?
These kids sometimes don't be knowing because as we've talked and as we've discovered, they live in a tech sphere. There's no waves on the tech.
Oh, you're right. And they have so much anxiety about everything.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that happened, he went up to get pizza and I gave him,
Flower Child?
What's that?
Flower Child? Did y'all have that pizza?
Sure.
Okay.
I gave Owen money and I said, go get your pizza.
Bye.
And so Owen went with his little Apple Pay on his phone and he got pizza and he came over and he only had one piece. He goes, I don't know if I'm going to get more. And I go, I know you want more than one piece of pizza because I know you.
I guarantee you want more.
He goes, well, they only gave me, he had paid for two and they only gave him one and he didn't say anything.
Oh, no.
This is back to child anxiety, like the wave. And I said, wait, you paid for two slices of pizza at $12 a pop.
Right.
And you didn't get
one? Only got one?
And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, you.
So there's a $12 slice sitting up there waiting for you.
This kid was so nervous. He didn't, this is.
I get that though.
I have to send them out into the world more.
He's still a baby. And it's one thing to be like, hey, just pop back over to the clerk when you're like at the gas station or something.
Yeah, he was so embarrassed.
When you're at Fiserv Forum with 20,000 people around you,
he was already nervous to order on his own as it was.
Because you got to get in line, and then you got to tap with the phone. And it's not like just a regular exchange. Being cashless, it makes it weird because sometimes you got to go into one side of the line, wait, then get to the other. Mm-hmm. It's commotion, people everywhere.
Sure. Well, I said, give me the receipt. I'll go do it.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls it out, ripped up out of his pocket. And I go, Owen, I go, listen. Boy. I go, I know you're afraid of confrontation right now. Like, I go, all of us do stupid things in life to avoid confrontation. I said, you're probably surprised. Even your mom's afraid of confrontation. He goes, really? I go, 100%. Oh, yeah. I go, I have my moments where 100%. I will avoid the conversation because I do not want the confrontation. He goes, deflect.
I
go, but when you pay for something and it's owed to you, nobody's going to be upset with you.
Changes
There's
the game.
No reason you can't go up and show them your receipt and say, I'm sorry, you only gave me one and I had two. So we ate the $12 piece of, literally did not eat, I should say. There was no second piece of pizza, DZ.
What do you mean there was
It was a lesson learned. We had no receipt.
It was that ripped up?
It was ripped up in his pocket.
Oh,
and he was too stressed to go up and ask for the second piece. Isn't that? I know, it broke my
heart.
So
you mean I had a piece of pizza I could have went to go get?
Yes. And then I gave him more money like an idiot and he went and bought more stuff. And I said, lesson learned, Owen. But in
lesson
the future,
learned.
You have to tell them you did not get all your stuff. Like, you're allowed to say that. You paid for that. That nobody's going to be mad at you. It's
and mistakes
okay.
happen. We're all human. They're working too and serving 20,000 people at once. So it's like they might have missed it.
Dude.
And
anxiety thinking about him getting anxiety.
Sometimes it'll throw you off too because depending on where you're at, they'll literally hand it to you and say, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just put it like on the hot tray and you got to know to grab your stuff.
Well, we got two waters and Hudson and I were at a different place and
Kiosk
the guy thing. Gave us one. I said, we got two. And he went, okay.
My bad.
So I said, oh, and that's exactly all they would have done is said, okay, and given you the second one.
I think there's two things that I heard here. We need to get Owen to do the wave.
Yes.
We need to start it.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did it last year for playoffs. So
you did the wave at the Bucks game?
So maybe we'll do it this year.
Woo!
I'll suggest it. I might know a guy.
it was just such a random question. The wave. Have you ever been part of a wave?
That's a valid question.
It is a valid question.
Because this was the first game that y'all have been able to get to this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We hadn't been since last season to a Bucks game.
Right. So in last season, I feel like he was thinking of things differently.
He was.
More childlike. Mm-hmm. He's got more of the Hooper mentality, thinking of like the environment and watching, observing, right? He's grown as a young man.
He sure has. He's
so
mature.
One, two things. One, the wave. Two, we need to get this man to start stepping up.
Yes.
And when things happen as far as customer service, working on that confidence.
Yes.
Because that's what it is.
It's confidence. I agree. And I saw somewhere, there's a book called like Anxious Generation or something. I want to read it. And
you mean Gen Z?
Yes. And it urges you to push your kids out to go do things alone, and you're not allowed to watch or like go into a store and buy something. You're not allowed to watch or go in with them.
Yep.
And I try to do that stuff with Owen and Hudson, but I'm learning. So
that was going to be my suggestion. And quite
force
frankly,
them to do more on their own, because we do so much for them. And especially with technology, they're literally never alone.
But to do things that you know they've seen you do a million times through, to where when they get in there, though it might give them a little anxiety, it's going to be second nature once they think of like, well, what has my mom done? Right? Oh, when we're at Target and whatever. Yeah. If we go into the gas station and we need to get gas, how do I do it? I remember doing it as a child, and my mom would present it in the way of like, okay, now you're going to pump the gas. You're going to get out of the car. You're going to go pay. Go give the man $20 and say $20 on pump three.
Yeah.
Right? Boom. I'd go do that, and I'd walk out, and I'd feel like a grown little man.
And then you feel like you accomplished something, and you're confident.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. So little things like that. Send them into the gas station. Tell them, hey, go grab me a Diet Coke.
By yourself.
And put $20 in the car.
Yeah, I've tried to do that before, and they've been like,
Keep doing
it. So I got to push them.
Keep doing it. We have to keep doing
it. Why are we like this? This is what I want to ask the listeners. Why are we like this? And what have you avoided confrontation that's so ridiculous? Just own it, people. Because this kid bought two slices of pizza at $12 a pop, was afraid to tell them he only got one of the two. I'm like, oh my God.
I've done that.
I've told the nail technician I like my nails when I don't. Women know what I'm talking about. You're like, yeah, that looks great. And you're like, what the hell?
And can I be real?
You're like, no.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
And then why didn't I say anything? I'm paying for it. Why are we like this?
I feel like it's usually when it's something that's detrimentally, like mentally internal too, where you're like, now I've got a weird haircut. Now I don't like my nail color. Now I'm still hungry because I couldn't tell the server that I didn't really like my food, or I said no onions actually, but now I'm going to eat the onions.
Is it just right? People pleasing?
I don't know. I don't think it's people pleasing. I think it's confrontation deflecting.
Because
we're non-confrontational as people, because when confrontation arises, that usually means we're trying to fight.
Yeah.
People don't like to fight no more.
No.
I don't like to fight.
No.
I'll avoid it at all costs.
We don't want any. The problem is we don't even want to talk to anybody.
But I'm not doing it because I don't want you to get mad. I don't want to get mad.
You're that side.
I'm on the side of I'm not trying to overact and crash out. Because
when I
get going, I'm going.
Yeah.
And when I get bothered, it's hard for me to like wrangle it in.
Yeah.
When I go, I'm triggered. I'm mad. I now apologize later because I act out. So I'd rather not, and I will avoid it.
Oh, I thought everybody was just trying to people please. I didn't think about it going that way.
I'm gonna act out. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna hurt your feelings.
You can text or you can call us. By the way, when is the time you were so afraid of confrontation or just didn't want to deal with it, so you just literally ate whatever it was and didn't say anything? WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. The phone number to text or call is 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, I think sometimes kids don't know the value of a dollar because the money keeps coming from parents. If you work, it has actual value. Owen does get it now. He was more afraid to say something because it was too chaotic. He was overstimulated. There was too many people. He was by himself at a busy counter at Pfizer. That's not even a restaurant. We're at Pfizer. It's intimidating.
And we're social people and we get social anxiety. That's what that was. I think it got nothing to do with the money, with the bread.
I don't think it
green.
Did either, because I think he does appreciate money.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
He's old enough. He's definitely past that point.
Oh, now, the phones are ringing.
Talking about Hudson, different story.
Hudson doesn't care. He's going to take all your money and not care. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we went to the Bucks game yesterday. Got to see you, DZ, in action at the last game of the season before playoffs.
It was a rare experience because all of us were there. All the hosts were there. It was lit.
Oh yeah, because there's more than just you.
Yes.
There's a bunch of you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we're talking about being afraid of confrontation, because I told the story that Owen, my son, my 13-year-old, I gave him money. He went to get pizza at Fiserv. He ordered two pieces, came back with one, didn't tell me until it was too late that they'd only given him one, and he was afraid to go back. And I go, All right, lesson learned. We're gonna deal with it. We're gonna get better at confrontation.
We're gonna get there, my man. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get there.
So Gianna's in Oak Creek. I wanna pull her up because you're not gonna believe what she did to avoid confrontation.
Morning, Gianna.
Hey girl.
Good morning.
Listen, we listen and we don't judge, okay? Because we all do this.
For the most part.
We listen and we don't judge until I go, what?
We might judge a little bit, but we still love you.
Tell us everything.
No, talk to us.
It was not my best moment.
It's okay. You're being humble right now and admitting a moment you're not proud of. It's
rip
okay.
Rip the Band-Aid, girl. What happened?
Make Owen feel better.
Well, okay. So it was I was getting my hair done. I wanted like some vibrant colors because my job finally let me be able to kind of be more expressive with hair.
Love that.
And so I went to this lady who I saw had some really great pictures and everything. I was nervous. And she was really nice, but she like completely botched my hair. It was fried halfway down then... Instead of making it vibrant, she just put like a red toner on it. And called it a day.
So she's using fake pictures. She's using AI or something on her pictures. Unbelievable.
Oh, she's editing.
Maybe. Or she's only using the good ones or using a retouch something.
Okay, but not every experience is valid. Why is this?
It might have been her hair didn't take it well.
Why did you avoid the confrontation? What happened?
Well, because, it was already so many hours in and I had to go to a party after. And I was like, I just want to get out of here.
Yep. Yep.
I don't want to ask her to fix it. It was completely not what I was asking for or anything like that.
And how much? So
it was $300. And then I included tips.
And you tipped her.
You're so nice. My heart hurts for you, but we've all done it.
That's a double dagger
right
there.
We've done stupid stuff like this. Let's admit it.
Oof.
And then when I got home, I realized my whole shirt was ruined from bleach. It was just all bad.
Did you still go to the party that you said you had to get to?
Yeah, I did. I had my hair up.
You're like whoever texted in and said they went and got their hair done. They hated it. Went and got a curling iron at Walgreens to fix it for a wedding
rather than even saying anything.
Jeez. Man.
Well, you're not alone. People do it all the time. We all do stupid stuff to avoid confrontation. Thanks for sharing. We're not judging.
Of course.
Appreciate you.
And you never
Bye.
Went to her again, that's for sure.
Mm.
Same thing happened.
Okay, good. Bye.
I hope this story makes her feel better. I had a friend who wanted this. She wanted her blonde to be close to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept asking for it. And our hair person would go, look, the color doesn't take the same. Everybody's hair is different the way the color takes it. And so she ended up going to this blonde specialist who, and it was $500, and she didn't like it.
Jesus.
Yeah, after all. So, and I was like, this is the thing about, so you have to know, you just have to go with someone you know.
But did she achieve
the
look?
Or that somebody knows. No. She didn't get the blonde. No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
it's the same thing that happened to Gianna.
Because there's one thing
they
to
saw
get it
online and they went.
You see it, you get it, you like it, you're like, oh, or you don't like it, and you're like, oh, but at least it looks like what it looks like. It just doesn't look good on me.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
Didn't work.
It's when they botch you up, bro, that's when you go, okay, I got to say something. I should.
Kristen's in Hartford. She wants to say something about sending our kids in to buy things on their own because I said I need to do more of that.
All right.
Hi, Kristen.
Buenos dias.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
What's your input? I want to hear what you have to say about this.
So I just was looking, saying, oh my gosh, you guys are so right when you were talking about that, because there are kids out there who can't, I got three kids, and my son will do it a little easier than my daughters, go in places. My daughters get more nervous.
Interesting.
But I serve at a restaurant, and I will look at the kids and say, what would you like?
Yeah.
And their parents will cut them off and answer for them, so often. And I'm like, these kids are going to have to learn how to talk in real life.
Eventually.
Wait, but you know why I do that? Because Owen orders 7 things.
Well, then you cut them off.
And then I go, Owen, we're not ordering an appetizer, a dessert, and 2 entrees. Chill out, my guy.
Then different. But to let them speak for itself.
She's right. This is what, I got to read this book, this Anxious Generation book, and report back, because that's what I saw. And then I saw this mom put it into action where she sent her 7 or 8-year-old into a gas station with money to buy something. And he came out and he was so proud. He was so confident. And he said it was fun.
Yeah.
He said it was fun.
Gave him confidence. Gave him inspiration. Made him want to do it again. It's called adrenaline. adrenaline, my boy. That's life.
We do everything for them. Like, yeah. I see it with my kids, too. So Kristen's right.
I really hope that this doesn't change. And I'm not trying to be braggadocious, mm-hmm. but Sammy has never, like, exuded that kind of behavior. I've always was more of, like, an independent child. And I mm-hmm. think he's taken kind of to my liking sure. in that sense. He likes to order for himself.
That's
right?
good.
So he'll look at the menu. And before the waitress even says hello or waters, my mm-hmm. man's is trying to say pancakes. I want pancakes, bacon, orange juice.
And I love that. I love when kids know so how to cute. Order for themselves. I've had parents tell their kids, be quiet so yeah, they can order.
No, at three turning four, I hope mm-hmm. it never changes. Yeah. At yeah. three turning four, when he's 9 turning 10, when he's 12 turning 13, mm-hmm. I don't want this to ever change. Yeah. I want him to always right. just be like, yeah, I know what I want. I know what I want right
so,
now.
Okay, so then one of the things we're going to work on as parents is we're going to send our kids to do more things alone, even if we're there. You're not allowed to go in, and you're not allowed to watch as part of the thing, too.
Huh?
No, like when I send, let's say, Hudson into the gas station, that's part of this challenge, is you send him in, but you don't watch. Because
oh.
that's another part of us, the anxiety, right? Us trying to watch them. And I do that from far away. I can't look.
So it's the Catalina method. It's the Catalina method.
What's the Catalina method?
Just raise your kids like my mom raised me. Send me to the store by myself
no,
at 2 to 3 years old.
No, DZ, you're going too far now.
Oh, now we're too far? Catalina did a good job. Don't you agree?
Meanwhile, all the confrontational people are texting in trying to fight us. You know what? Go away. Forget
Bye.
All y'all. I thought I saw a ghost.
Wait, hold
I
on.
Thought I saw a ghost.
Here? Where?
Kind of.
Don't scare you. You're not going to mess with ghosts.
Well, not at the radio station.
Okay.
When I was
okay.
out and about.
Okay. Oh, when you saw an X? You saw an X?
Well, no, another ghost.
A different ghost.
Well, unless he was in a bunny suit, it was not my ex. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Good
Maybe
morning.
He moonlights as the Easter Bunny. DZ, I was at the mall. The Easter Bunny's still at the mall, dude. Did you know that?
No.
Wait, what the hell?
You're lying.
I'm not even ripping on the malls. I was shopping at the mall. Okay, so don't. So this is not, but I couldn't believe they still had the Easter Bunny at the mall.
What mall were you at?
It was dead. Brookfield Square.
Okay, bet.
I bet they all have them.
I'm sure, probably.
And I almost
Maybe.
Fell over because I went guess. In. I wanted to go to H&M. You know, you have one destination in a mall.
You
usually.
Got the 1-2 stores that you're like, I need
Admit
to go
it.
To the store that doesn't have a location outside of a mall.
So H&M,
Boom.
Brookfield Square. There I am. That's
right.
my one option.
Heard.
So I go in and I'm walking. I'm like, oh, it scared the hell out of me. I go, the Easter Bunny.
It's a furry. Oh, no, it's the Easter Bunny.
Then I was like, oh, hey. But DZ, I was shocked. I didn't. Do we still do in the East? Are you taking the boys to? Do you take? I have so many questions.
So let me explain why I'm going to say nah.
And you don't take them to see the Easter Bunny.
I can't think of maybe we have and I've missed it. You know what I mean? Because I attend to work games sometimes and it hits where it's like, I'm in the middle of the season still. We're wrapping up and we're in playoffs, so it's different.
Easter's on Sunday.
So
there's
though.
Not a conversation with you and Aaron that's like, we should take Sammy and Danny to see the Easter Bunny. That never happens.
It's not like Santa where we're like, we're going to go see Santa.
Okay.
Naturally.
Not
right?
The same.
It's not the same, but I also don't remember it being a thing when I was a child. I didn't go get taken to see the Easter Bunny, and I knew a lot of people did.
You didn't.
I would see the Easter Bunny around.
Sure.
But it was never like, we got to take a picture with the Easter Bunny.
Felt like an extra. It felt like more special than Santa because it was like your parents had to take you.
But we were also in the church a lot. So rather than doing the Easter Bunny thing, we were more like, carry the cross for Jesus and let's do the 12 steps, right? We were more involved in that aspect of it where it's like when we were at the mall, again, it was to go to the 1-2 stores that you're here for, in and out. No, you don't have time to say hi to the Easter Bunny.
I just scared me. I was like, the Easter Bunny.
I didn't think that was still a thing.
I forgot it was a thing. That's what I'm saying. It's still a thing. And they're still in the mall and they're still open. The Easter Bunny is there.
I would have been taken aback by it as well. I would have looked and been like, oh my goodness, you're here.
Somebody texted in, why is there so many generic Easter Bunny costumes? The one with the suit and the glasses. We really need the Easter.
You forgot the bow tie. You got the bow tie too.
Wait, what time is it? There might be children listening. It's not a suit.
No, it's a real Easter Bunny.
It's a real Easter Bunny.
And they change their fits.
They love Cadbury eggs, I heard. And Starburst jelly beans.
That part.
Are their favorite. I don't know.
Are we still taking our kids?
I don't know. Because here's the thing. I grew up, I never did Easter. I was
Jewish.
Well, I'm Jewish, right?
We Makes
never,
sense.
Easter wasn't a thing. So I never went to the Easter Bunny as a kid. I have a keychain from high school where me and one of my friends, my friend Corey, the one I go visit in Chicago, she and I have a picture sitting on the Easter Bunny's lap. We're like 17. We're like, we must have thought it was so funny. And we got a keychain in high school,
right?
You know, when we're screwing around. That's the only time I've met the Easter Bunny, was with a friend in high school to get a keychain, okay?
When it was a goofball activity, when you guys finally got to drive yourselves around and went, let's go to the mall.
Owen and Hudson had met him once. They were like, yeah, who's this freak?
Should I be taking the kids to the
Easter
Bunny?
It just doesn't even occur. I don't know. You're the one who does Easter. Well, you tell me.
Well, the thing is, now that he's out and about, and I know he's still out and about, I feel like the kids should at least get to meet the Easter Bunny rather than just only seeing the chocolate bunny they eat every year.
Who texted in snaps and clack and claps? Welcome back, Easter Bunny. COVID didn't kill you after all.
Snaps and claps, baby.
Guys are too much. All right, 414-533-1037. Did you go to this see the Easter Bunny? Do you go? Is this still a thing? I'm not kidding. Did your parents? Or are you like DZ where you never went?
You see me self-doubting over here going, should I be taking these kids to the Easter Bunny?
I was shocked. Still a thing.
Am I a bad parent?
I feel like yes, you are, but so am I, so it's fine. We're cool. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Oh, look what I saw at the mall.
Who'd you find?
It's the Easter Bunny, everybody. Look out.
You're such a
I almost fell over when I saw the Easter Bunny at Brookfield Square. I went, oh my God, we're still doing this.
You still out here, Easter?
But I will say, we got a text from someone who said they work at Brookfield Square, and she said it's only at specific times. So if you're going to do it, DZ, you got to look it up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm sure that the Easter Bunny's going to make its rounds at other malls now that I know that he or she is clearly still out here like that.
Alexa in Milwaukee texted, and she works there, so she was letting us know. Thank you.
Good to know, Alexa. Thanks for sharing.
Sherry in Caledonia texted in and said, I think the last time we went to see the Easter Bunny, Mason was about 5. He's 12 now. Okay.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
I think we might need to restart it. Snaps and claps. The Easter Bunny's back, baby.
Let's go to Julian Burlington, who can relate to my story about being in the mall and going,
Julie, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, guys. Yes, Allie, I had a very, very similar experience as you. I rarely go in the malls now. When my kids were younger, I did. But we were out of town. We were in Sun Prairie, actually, and I was with my 17-year-old son, and we needed to waste some time, so we're like, okay, let's just go to the mall. And, you know, we're walking, and I see some, like, Easter-themed decor. I thought maybe they decorated the play place or something. And we're walking, and we come around the corner, and, like, straight up, there was an Easter Bunny, and I did the same thing as you, Allie. I almost had a heart attack. And I was like, wait a minute. They still do this?
Okay, they do. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And my son was looking at me like I'm crazy because I was similar to DZ when my kids were little. I would take them to Santa, but we never really went to the Easter Bunny. Okay. It was never really a thing.
Fair enough.
Okay. I will say I did offer my son a chance to go and sit on the Easter Bunny's lap, but he was not having it. No.
Your son was like, nah.
So, no thanks, Mom.
Right. I said, we don't live around here. No one will see you.
But there will be proof.
True. Becky and Butler texted in and said, I take all four of my kids to see the Easter Bunny every year. I thought that's what everyone did. Whoops. Becky, you're the one keeping them in business, and we appreciate you. You're giving somebody a job. Good job.
Becky keeping the bunnies booming, baby.
Well, and this is why I wanted to talk about it, because I thought maybe I just am out of touch because not connected to Easter. So you're saying you haven't done the Easter Bunny in years, both of you.
No. My kids are all older now. And so, you know, and then again, I haven't been in a mall in years. So yes, I was definitely quite shocked.
And you know what we mean about going into the mall? There's always a story. You're straight eye. You're deadlining for that store. You know where it is.
H&M.
Well, the funny thing too is the mall was kind of cruddy. Like there really wasn't much in it. But for darn sure they had an Easter Bunny.
That's what I'm saying because you got to have stuff to pull people in.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Half them stores are closed, but the Easter Bunny's still there.
That's how it was.
I mean, Brookfield Square knows I eat there all the time. I eat there more than I shop. They know that too. They know I love to go there.
So you help with keeping them open.
I keep them open. I go there, but yeah. All right. So no Easter Bunny. Got it. Noted. Thanks, Julie.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Candace is in Kenosha. Last but not least, Candace. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You?
Well, I'm good. Sarah in Maguanago texted in, said she didn't know that was still a thing to go to see the Easter Bunny. Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
Threw me off. I thought it was Candace in Grafton for a second. I almost hit the theme song.
Oh, no. This is Candace in Kenosha. You go to see the Easter Bunny, Candace?
Actually, growing up, I kind of remember going, but not a lot.
Kind of.
But
it's not even a core memory for her. The Easter Bunny's not even a core memory.
Kind of.
That's
you remember
crazy.
More of the candy, let's be honest.
Is that what it is?
It's a memory. memory, but I don't know, like, how often we went. But with my kids, you know, we go to Gurney Mills a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bass Pro Shop, they'll do, like, Santa or they'll do the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
So I try and make my kids go, you know, if we see, you know, these kids.
Wait. Do you get them dressed up, too?
No, because, well, for me, it's a money issue, and, you know, clothes don't make the picture, but...
That part. No. For real, Mama Bear, stand on business. Mm-hmm. But wait, did you just say that Bass Pro Shop in Gurney Mills still has the Easter Bunny?
I believe so. I have not looked it up this year.
What?
When my kids were younger, I have tried to get them every year, you know, Santa, Easter Bunny. You know,
this is like important to her.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a thing for her.
Pictures are free memories that I can make with my kids. And, you know, I encourage those who are
you know what?
To try and do that.
Candace, we used to do free picks with Santa. We did it for years and years on Kiss FM, and it was one of our biggest events. I loved that event. And the problem was everybody started catching on and doing their own free picks with Santa and this and that. So now we haven't done it in years now because everybody does free picks with Santa. You're
Allie.
Welcome. But we, you know where I'm going.
Allie.
Yes, DZ. You know where I'm going.
And I'm following.
Get your suit out.
I think Candace is ready to go. I think we agree. No, it's not a suit because we're going to go get the real Easter Bunny.
You're right.
We're going to bring him, and I think we need to do Easter pictures. Now, is it going to happen this year? Probably not.
I'll clean his glasses.
Probably not this year. But I like
the
Easter Bunny.
A lot of parents, regardless if they do it or not, it's just a memory that they've seen here or there.
It's something to do, too.
When you guys brought this up, you know, it kind of brought up those memories. You know, when my kids were younger, we would go every year, and my kids are older now, and we haven't. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's something I need to check into.
Check back in. We're doing it this year. See you at Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, Missy in Sussex texted in and said, I took my kids to Cabela's to see the Easter Bunny this year. You get a free photo, and it wasn't busy at all.
Perfect.
Exactly.
All right.
Nice. And you get to schedule your time.
Okay, Candace. Okay. Nah. You brought us back full circle. I think we're going to try to see the Easter Bunny.
Well, I'm happy for you, Candace. This is important to you. Now you've inspired DZ. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate your call, Candace.
Bye, Candace.
Bye.
So what is your core memory from Easter then when you think about it, DZ, as a kid? Was it eggs? Was it egg hunts? Was it candy? Was it anything? Was it church? Like, what
church.
Was it?
My core memory was church.
Was it church?
And then food, right? Like some type of fish, usually.
It wasn't ham.
No.
My mom's family always made ham on Easter.
We did. I remember a couple years, like as we got older. But very distinctly remember eating fish for Easter.
Fish?
Yeah.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, we'd eat fish. I mean, we'd go to church. Like it was, we grew up actually really more religious than I ever like speak on, right?
Yeah.
My dad was supposed to be a minister when he met my mother, right? Like he was in seminary school.
Really?
Like my father was not supposed to have
Knock
kids.
Knock it off.
100%.
Oh, that's funny.
And my mother was getting ready to go to the convent. So the way my parents ended up together is a whole anomaly.
Your mom
on
was going to be a nun?
And my dad was going to be a preacher.
Shut up. And then they were naughty together.
Look at them.
They quit both. Oh, stop it. Now I want to talk to your parents about this.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Really?
Not an interesting
story. Okay, never mind. Okay, so you think about church and
only.
Food.
Yeah, church and food, family. I don't really think Easter Bunny like that. Like, the candy, sure. The finding eggs. It's not core memory stuff where I like,
it's not like that for you.
Not for me.
Mm. Well, and the other thing about Easter is it's never on the same day.
No.
Like, someone was asking me about that as well because I said, well, I didn't grow up celebrating Easter, so, like, I don't even think about it. And they said, well, it's never on the same day. I said, Christmas, I'm well aware of. I know everything shuts down. Like, I'm prepared. Easter is, and they said it's because it's always on a different day.
Yep, yep.
It's just a fleeting thought.
It's like Thanksgiving, almost. Like, it's like a rolling holiday where it's whatever, the second, third, Thursday, blah, 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 where it's like Easter rolls onto the third Sunday.
Yeah, but I never found a Thanksgiving I didn't show up for, so I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm going to pull up. If you got food, I'm going to pull up.
Thank you.